living? I do. I get to play with little children that are about 3 and turning 4 years old this year. And I play with them every day, and we have all kinds of fun. We play games, we play ball, we play all kinds of things. In fact, the other day, one of the parents said to me, "Is it just my imagination, or did I see you sliding down the slide this morning?" Well, we won't talk about that. But we do all kind of, some of the fun stuff that we do, your mom would never let you do at home. You'd be in huge trouble if you did that at home. But we do all kinds of things. And this looks really, really messy, but it's actually not so bad to clean up because this here is called oobleck. Doesn't that sound yucky? Oobleck. Sounds like ugh. But it's actually just cornstarch and water. And it acts really weird because it's kind of almost solid sometimes, but then it's kind of almost like water sometimes too. And when it falls on the floor, it makes kind of a mess. But when the water dries, it's really easy to vacuum up, so it's no problem. Oh, so today, I brought some things here. Let me see. Oh, let me see what I've got in my bag. Oh, I've got some toothpaste. Shall we have some fun? Shall we have some fun? Let's have some fun. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Oh, yeah, let's see. What does it smell like? Oh, do you want to smell it? You want to smell it? Ooh, smells good. Do you want to see what it looks like? Here, Josie, why don't we just use this paper right here? Why don't you just squeeze some right onto there? Oh, squeeze hard. Ooh, oh, so gooey. Oh, isn't that cool? Oh, she's making a pattern. Oh, don't stick your finger in it. Yeah, we don't want it on the carpet here. I don't know what they'd say. Okay. Oh, Josie's really good at this. I was going to give somebody else a chance, but she's got the whole thing all squeezed out. Okay. Okay, that's good. Oh, look at that. Isn't that pretty? Ooh. Oh, man, we used it all, too. Look at that. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know what? I just noticed we messed up our heart. Look at that. Oh, no. What would your mom say if you did that to the toothpaste at home? Would she be happy or not so happy? Not so happy. Would that be the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Wrong thing to do. And look what it did to our heart. Oh, no. Oh, she says, "I have a scraper." Let's see what we can do with this. Oh, let's get some off. Here. Ooh, shall we put it on there? Ooh, look at that. You want to try? Okay, you can try. You can try. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Oh, look at that. Okay, let's not make a mess, okay? I might get in trouble if I mess up the carpet here. Okay, here, back up a little bit. Okay, so look at that. We've damaged our heart. Look at that. Oh. But can we make this heart all clean again? We can? What does the Bible say about us trying to make our hearts all clean again?
Who can say, "I have made my heart pure, I am free from my sin"?
Oh. The Bible says we can't make our hearts clean again. So how do we deal with this mess? This is a mess. You know, Santa Claus teaches us like this. It goes like this. If you were naughty, all you have to do is just be real, real, real nice. All this month, don't do anything naughty. If you're really, really nice, you'll get presents, right? And you want to open your present? Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
It can being just really, really nice cover up the fact that we're naughty? Does that work? What does the Bible say?
No one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are.
So the rules just show us where we've been naughty, don't they? If there were no rules, we wouldn't know it was naughty, would we? No. So can we fix it? What does the Bible say?
Can the Ethiopian change the color of his skin, or a leopard take away his spots? Neither can you start doing good, because you are so used to doing the wrong thing.
Oh. So just like I can't take the freckles off my face, can I? I can cover them up. Sometimes I try. But I can't take the freckles off my face. Can you? No. We can't change the way we look, can we? And it says a leopard can't take away his spots. And we can't change and just start being good because we're so used to being naughty. And so look at this picture of this little boy. He says, I will be good, I will be good, I will be good. But look where he's sitting. He's sitting in the naughty chair. Oh, no. And that's what Paul said in Romans. He said, I really, really want to do the right thing. I want to be good. But every time I try, I end up doing the wrong thing again. I know. But what does the Bible say? Please don't play with that.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness.
So, what does it mean to confess? What does it mean to confess? Does it mean to say, I'm sorry? It does, doesn't it? It means to say, I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. And it says that if we do that, Jesus will cleanse our hearts and make them all clean again. And what does the Bible say?
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
So let me have that one. So Jesus doesn't just clean up our heart, he gives us a brand new one. Look at that. And Jesus wants to give us a brand new heart. Look at that. So if Jesus gives us a new heart, will we automatically do the right thing? We will? Are you sure about that? What does the Bible say?
Be alert all the time and pray constantly that ye will be found strong enough in Christ to escape the coming troubles and stand before Jesus.
Does that sound like it's automatic? It doesn't, does it? We have to do what Jesus wants us to do, don't we? Yeah. Some people say, do you know what grace is? That's her name? That's a pretty name. But do you know what grace means? Do you know what God's grace is? Here's a big kid. Do you know what God's grace is?
No.
God's grace is when he forgives our sins. That's called grace. So some people say that because of God's grace, we don't have to keep the rules anymore. Is that true? If mommy gave us grace and said, oh, I forgive you for making that big mess. I forgive you. Does that mean we can go do it again? What does the Bible say?
God forbid. Don't you know that you belong to whoever you obey? If you obey God, you are a righteous person.
So the Bible says you belong to who you obey. If we obey God, who do we belong to? We belong to God. What if we obey Satan? We don't want that, do we? No, we want to belong to Jesus. And, you know, I always tell little kids that I see, sometimes I see little kids running in the store and getting far away from their mommy, and I always say, stay close to your mommy. You want to stay close to mommy, right? So you'll be safe. And staying close to Jesus keeps us safe, doesn't it? What does the Bible say?
There is no disapproval to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't just do as they desire, but they walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Sometimes when children go in a store, the storekeeper will get upset if they run away from their mommy, and he will show them disapproval, won't he? Yeah, why? It's because we like to play, and sometimes when we play, we ruin things, right? And so the storekeeper likes us to stay close to our mommies, doesn't he? Yes. And the Bible says that nobody will disapprove of us if we stay close to Jesus. That's right. So walking in obedience looks kind of like this. This little child is walking close to mommy and daddy. Isn't that nice? What does the Bible say? It says doing what God says and keeping his commandments is a sign. What is it a sign of? It's a sign that we belong to who? God. And it's a seal that your faith is real and that you love Jesus. So we can be free in Jesus and do what he wants us to do. The greatest gift and the true thing about Christmas is not Santa Claus, because Santa Claus is not the way it works, is it? The only way our naughtiness can be turned to nice is what? Through Jesus. Because Jesus gives us what? A new heart. That's right. So this Christmas, the greatest gift that you can get is a new heart that Jesus wants to give you. Shall we pray together? Let's pray together. Okay. When I pray with my kids at school, I like to pray, and I say something, and then you say it after me. Can you try that? Okay. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. I need a new heart, Jesus.
I need a new heart, Jesus.
Please make my heart all clean and white.
Please make my heart all clean and white.
And please forgive my sins.
Sins.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.